Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Let's go to the AFC North. The projected division winner at plus 120 would be the Cincinnati Bengals. We've talked about all of the potential playoff rematches between Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen. But there's a playoff game we didn't get to see last year, and that is my AFC North projected division winner, and that would be the Baltimore Ravens, who came so close to knocking off the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's Patrick Claibon, NFL Network, talking about it last night, the schedule release, National Football League, which was much anticipated, as it is all the time. Now, we were getting tidbits throughout the course of the day yesterday, but it all came out officially last night, and Patrick Claibon likes the Ravens because their schedule is strength of one of the easiest in football. But, Vinny, as you know better than anyone because you worked in the NFL, and if you follow the sport on even a casual basis, you know that, hey, look, what you're looking at roster-wise on May the 12th, probably not going to be what happens on September the 10th.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Ravens in 2021. They lost both running backs within a span of 5 days, and their starting cornerback in Marcus Peters. Things can blow up in your face. However, based on who they play this year and their records last year, the Ravens seem to be getting an advantageous schedule. However, they do travel a lot.
Yes, they do.
25,000 miles plus.
Left and right.
That Airbnb rolling. But still, you look at the schedule, four primetime games. We're going to break it down. Look, we talk about it every year when it comes out. Or is it an homage to Marty? Look it. It's a futile attempt to pick records today.
Yeah.
It's a fun game to play, and it's a fun exercise. For instance, the Ravens over-under is 9.5 right now. But strength of schedule last year, easy. But some of these teams, and it happens every year, because we were looking at, well, it was the guy from ESPN, we were reading his projections a couple of days ago. Clay, wasn't it?
Oh. Clay, yeah.
Yeah. He had all 7 playoff teams from last year duplicating this year. It's not going to happen.
No.
Somebody's coming out of nowhere to make it, maybe 2 teams, and there's going to be a team that made it last year that will fade, because I would think the Jets, and I'm not saying this to pacify Q, I think they're a strong contender. If Indy gets solid quarterback play, they're going to be a team with a healthy Jonathan Taylor, an improved O-line that could make some noise. Who knows, a motivated Tannehill and Derrick Henry could do something there in Tennessee. Denver with, Sean Payton. Who knows with McDaniels and the Raiders for the second year with Jimmy G at the helm. Vinny, there's going to be 2 teams at least. What's it usually, 5 in, 5 out?
Yep.
So we can project all we want. So if we look at this Ravens schedule and a team that sucked last year that could make its move into this year, well, Detroit, kind of liking their chances in the NFC.
Totally.
Cleveland, we mentioned the Colts. Yep. Tennessee, who they play overseas. I mean, Arizona screwed because they're not going to have Kyler Murray for the better part of the season, we think. So I wouldn't just assume, well, these teams sucked and we're going to put you down for 12 wins. It's not that easy.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's always competitive.
Yeah.
And they play the Ravens tough, whether the Ravens are great and they're terrible. That's just in their DNA.
Bob, when I look at the – like when I would first get the schedule, the first thing I'd – well, when I was in San Francisco, there would only be one thing I'd look at. When are we playing the Cowboys? You know, that was it. But, I mean, when I look at it now, you know, for the Ravens, I like to look at quarterbacks. How many elite quarterbacks are they playing? And when you look at that, other than the Bengals and the Chargers, because we don't know – Watson – could be, could not. Last year he wasn't. Can he turn back into what he was in Houston? If so, then they have another one. Otherwise, they're not playing a ton of great quarterbacks. A Jacksonville quarterback, too.
Trevor Lawrence, he's strong.
So, you know, and Indy's quarterbacks, I mean, if they're playing a rookie, which they probably will, I mean, that's hitting, you know. What
even if Minshew wins that job, are you scared of him?
No. But, like, if Richardson's playing, the defense has a pretty good feel. You know, I mean, they see Lamar every day, all the time. So that'll be interesting. I do like the bye being late just because I like the bye. And then they've got, you know, just because they've got then Kansas City, Dallas, Chargers, New England, Miami. Or after the bye. Or the Rams, Jacksonville, San Francisco, Miami, Pittsburgh. So they got a tough schedule after the bye. So I like that.
Yeah, four primetime games in a 6-week span, you know, into mid-November. But if you want to comment on the schedule, did the Ravens get hosed? You can get into that dialogue if you like at 410-583-1057. There is a Christmas Day game, or Christmas night, I should say, against San Francisco Monday Night Football, 8:15 scheduled kickoff. There are flex abilities now, by the way, for Monday Night Football, as that will start later in the year. But Cincinnati here on November 16th, Thursday night. Then at L.A., the Chargers, Sunday Night Football. Then you're bye. So after the Chargers game, then you're bye. And then you don't play again until they have one game in like 23 days. So if they're aches and pains, and they usually are, they'll have a time to heal in a big way. So that, to your point, Vinny, that's a very advantageous bye for the Ravens. John Harbaugh declining the bye after the London game looks to be a brilliant move right now, because they come back, well, it's 1 o'clock against Detroit. It's not going to be an easy task, but that late schedule looks to give them a much needed rest.
Well, actually, Sashi Brown's the one that did the study on it and everything.
Look at you, Sashi Brown.
Yeah. And Bob, and they wanted to buy just because of the three West Coast games, you know, and they weren't putting them back to back. And the only difficult one, Bob, the biggest problem I see in the whole schedule is week 16 at San Fran on a Monday night. Okay, Bob, they're getting back Tuesday. And then you got to play at home against Miami on a short week. You know, so that's the biggest negative I see in the schedule, you know, for a timing-wise, having a short time. Where, you know, the Dolphins have the advantage in that one. I mean, they got to travel, you know, up to Baltimore. But
playing cold weather, which will be a disadvantage, you would guess.
Yeah, they played pretty good in Buffalo last year in the snow.
They made the Bills sweat.
Yeah, so that was the only thing that I really noticed, you know, studying the schedule, that could be kind of a pain in the ass.
All right, four primetime games. We're cool with this, I guess. I have no problem with it. I think it's appropriate with things subject to change.
Now, you don't call the London game a primetime game, right?
No, there's four primetime games, and then that's a national TV game if you're up and about, which we will be. Getting you ready for it. Now, four, by definition, primetime games against Cincy, Chargers, Jacksonville, and San Francisco.
Right.
And who knows what Pittsburgh's going to be about in the season finale.
Right. Just because last night I was listening to Cordell's show, and he was saying he said they had five primetime games. He considered that game a primetime game. You know, he said there's only one game on and everybody's watching. I says, 6 a.m. in California, I ain't watching.
Well, it might be prime time in London. terms.
Yeah.
But as far as East Coast time, that's, the scrapple's still popping in the frying pan. Now, prime time, and I'm not saying Cordell's wrong. I mean, their interpretation is what it is. Prime time is, nighttime, Eastern time. Anything after 7:30 is prime time. What do you think, Nolan McGraw? You're a clock aficionado. You know how to tell time, don't you?
I do. I know how to use Google as
well. In Shippenburg that, State?
No state. Used to be state.
No.
It's a long story.
Well.
It's 3:10 p.m. in London right now, so they'd be kicking off at 2 something.
So that is not prime time there then?
No. Normal afternoon.
That's like, so it'd be like a 1 o'clock-ish kickoff here. Yeah.
I'm going to count it as a half prime or a half prime.
Half prime?
Half prime.
Because it is the only game.
It's a national TV game.
Correct.
For sure. And it'll be an anticipated game because, again, we can get into this exercise. I'll just say this. The only prediction I'm going to make, Vinny, is the Ravens are going to be 1-0 after their first game.
Well.
And then we can move on from there.
I was shocked when I heard Houston, the first game. And, Bob, we were right on the first one home, second one on the road.
Yeah, because the Orioles are in Boston.
Yeah.
And then their Tampa will be here on the 17th. So Orioles getting some respect, maybe. I don't know. Vinny, it could be just a happy coincidence. Vinny at 81.057 The Fan, featured artist Friday. That reveal coming up after the break. Speaking of the Orioles, tonight start a 3-game series against the Pirates. Burge just took 2 out of 3 from the Rays, including 2 in a row. Brian Baker, Oriole reliever, joining us later in the show. We talked about it. Orioles held Tampa to 6 runs in 3 games. How many did they score last night against the Yankees? Trivia question. Anyone? Bueller? I guess I'm the only
6.
One. 8.
Okay.
Hello? Anyone read a box score around here? They scored 8 against the Yankees. My point is, the most powerful offense in baseball was stymied against the Orioles. And we'll talk to Baker about that. They go up to Yankee Stadium and they obliterate Yankee pitching, doing what they've done all year long. So we sit here and question the Orioles at times with their rotation, who, by the way, been on point last 5 or 6 games. Bullpen's been outstanding. So we'll talk to Brian Baker about all of that good stuff. Also, we'll talk to Nathan Ruiz from the Baltimore Sun at 1:30. But the Orioles, 5 games back, because Tampa won last night. Pirates, however, in first place, but man, they're struggling. They've lost 9 of their last 10. They've been really hitting the skids. They do, and just keep this under advisement as we go into tonight's game. They lead the majors in stolen bases. So if they get on base, they're going to run amok. Their problem is they've had real, not many opportunities to do so. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan, Orioles Pirates reunion. I was listening to a Big Bad Morning Show talking about the 71-79 World Series. 71 World Series, I was at game one. 6-year-old Bob Haney, that's right, got mustard on my Oriole pennant. My dad yelled at me. And I saw Frank Robinson and Merv Redman in home runs. And we talked about, Norm, a couple of days ago, the 79 World Series, where I just sat there after Pat Kelly flew out to Omar Moreno going, all right, when's the next inning? Because it's not supposed to end this way. So if you want to get in, comment on that, you could do so. Stanley Cup, NBA playoffs happening in a big, big way. Join us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Featured artist Friday.
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch-offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the bend. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Featured artist Friday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's a lovely Friday at that. Baltimore baseball tonight resumes. 6 o'clock this evening down at Pickles. Me, Jim Hunter. Nolan McGraw is going to be there. So bring those ballpoint pens and get that glossy 8x10 signed. You're going to have to bring it yourself because we don't have any here at 105.7 The Fan. But come down, get ready for the Orioles Mother's Day weekend. Taking on those Pittsburgh Pirates. Hey, it's a first place team. One that's been stinking lately, but first place nonetheless in the NL Central. 85 degrees, I believe they're calling for.
Well, it's going to be... Yesterday was gorgeous, Bob.
Yes, it was. Nolan, you're going to be wearing shorts? Because I'm wearing, full disclosure, jeans right now.
Norm, don't wear shorts.
We've had this discussion. Wow. Well, I'm going straight from work there, so I've got my pants on.
Plus,
here.
Bob, he's got those sticks. You know, that's not going to be...
No calves?
Nobody's going to sign.
I'm working on it. Working on it.
You do toe raises?
Hey, what do Kevin Durant's legs look like?
Maybe yeah, but he skinny. Can shoot.
Yeah, the Wiz had skinny
You're
legs.
Saying I can't shoot?
My sister says I have hairless calves, and I should like put them in like with capers and. Hey, but hey, whatever. It is what it is. My concern, not just that you have like olive oil legs, is that you're like pasty white.
Well, that's fixable.
You're glowing. You're so white in the sun,
and you aren't.
Yeah, but
we're both Irish here. Come on now.
I tan up rather easily.
Don't attack your Irish brethren.
I apologize. Speaking of Irish brethren, Keith Kavanaugh is joining us 11:30. Yeah. Old Kevin Willard took an unexpected loss yesterday. Portal news, which we'll get to. So stay tuned for that. But let's get out to the phones. By the way, Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Pickles. We're going to be there, Tom. Keep the riffraff off our table. Not to put any pressure on you. Tom's the owner of Pickles, by the way. Let's go to Q in Pikesville. Q, what's up?
Good day, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing all right, man.
Q.
Good. Hey, check this out. Vinny, so you must have heard the conversation last night with Cordell.
I did. When I heard you call in. Yes.
Yeah, the dude, he said five positive. Remember when I told you yesterday, I said Ravens is only going to get 3 to 4 tops primetime games. I don't see y'all getting more than that. So he tried to up the score and say five. I said, dude, when did they start including London games as a primetime game? Then he asked me, do you watch all the football? Me personally, I don't watch none of the morning games that the Jets ain't playing because I usually don't wake up Sunday mornings until 12:30.
Well, hold on. Why not? Do you work in the restaurant business? Because, you know, when I did that, you know, I'm up till 2-3 in the morning and usually drinking afterwards. Then you sleep late, but come on, man.
Nah, Bob. I'm out partying usually Saturday night, so I might not get in the house till like 4 or 5 o'clock.
All right, hey, okay. Q, how many game the Jets winning?
12. I told y'all before, 12-13. Now, yeah, also, listen, check this out. Y'all talk about the stricter schedule. The Ravens got the 11th hardest schedule.
No, they don't.
We got the 8th. So y'all only three up ahead.
Nah, Ravens' strength of schedule 19th, is 21st.
21st.
If you do the math, it's 32 teams.
I don't want to do math.
The 32nd team is the hardest team, which is the Patriots. So that means if you deduct that from 32 to 21, that's 11. Am I right or wrong?
No, strength of schedule, they're 21st. That means
you have the hardest. 32nd
no,
is the hardest.
No, for one, number one, strength of schedule is the hardest schedule.
Nah, the thing that I've seen, the 32nd,
the average
the
winning
is the hardest.
Q, the average winning percentage of the teams that are playing on the Ravens schedule last year was like 48%. Easy schedule.
Y'all ranked 21st, we ranked 25th in strength of the hardest schedules. They do it, maybe it's the list that I'm reading, but the 32nd team on that list was the hardest schedule, which was the Patriots.
Hey, Bob, let me just give you.
I'm confused.
These first five games, what do you think for the Jets? Got Buffalo at home,
loss.
At Dallas,
loss.
New England home.
Oh my God, they're 0-3.
Kansas City home. At Denver, then Philly home.
Dude, you guys are 1-3. You're 1-3 out of the gate.
That sounds like a broken record.
I'm looking at it right now. You guys, the Jets, you and your boy A-Rod, have the sixth most difficult schedule in the league based on last year. The Ravens are 21st most difficult. They have an easy schedule. Yes, it doesn't matter because none of that means crap right now.
Yeah, because we'll win 12 games. But check this out. Y'all said the same nonsense last year. Y'all said we're going to open up the gate 0-9. We should have had 12, 13. Our schedule last year was harder than this year, if you ask me. Only teams we got to worry about on our schedule is the Chiefs. Realistically speaking, is the Chiefs and the Eagles. The rest of these bumps. Come on, man. Get him out of here. 12 wins and we'll win the East. Take it easy, fellas.
There's Q. He's feeling good. Feeling good about himself. But you just read the schedule. I wouldn't be... I mean, you're going to cancel... You're giving Buffalo L at Dallas?
At Dallas and New England and Kansas City.
Denver? Yeah. And then Philly at home?
Yeah. Then they got to buy.
Oh, man.
Bob, and then after that, then they got Giants, Chargers, Raiders, and then at Buffalo, and then Miami.
Yeah, Q, I'd pump the brakes a little bit. 12 wins, they might be 2-4 after their first six games.
I tell you what.
Again, this a futile exercise. What do you think, Nolan? It's fun to play.
For
but,
what, the Jets?
Somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. I mean, what's their over-under set at? Do we know? Probably somewhere around
9 something.
9
right?
and a half. Same as the Ravens.
Same as the Ravens. I'll go over on that. I think Rodgers good to get you over 9.5.
Oh, man. God.
Going out on a limb there?
It's 5780-1057 The Fan. It's Aerosmith, by the way, getting back to that. Featured artist Friday. And we do have a giveaway. We have four pairs, correct?
Four
Make
pairs
sure
of
I get
tickets.
This clear.
That's correct.
It's at Capital One Arena, September 17th.
27th.
I knew there was a 7 in there.
Yeah.
So September 27th, it's a peace out tour, which means it's their last tour until the next last tour, which usually bands do. I think the Whore's been, the Whore, the Who.
What are you thinking about,
man? That was a Freudian slip. Because they kind of, you know, it's the Who, and then they tour, so they're, you know, you connect the words. They've been final touring since 1982, and, you know, what do you do when you want some money? You theoretically, get it. But anyway, Aerosmith, it's the Peace Out Tour. You're getting tickets. We have four pairs to give away throughout the course of the day. Get in, and we'll give them to you when Nolan says it's appropriate to do so. 410-583-1057 is the number. Pick an Aerosmith song. There's no shortage of those to choose from. We'll definitely make that rock and roll. Orioles tonight taking on the Pirates. Pittsburgh coming in 1-9 in their last 10 games. They are in first place, however, in the NL Central. Derek Shelton's the skipper, and he's a little worried about the way things are going with him. They are the leading team, stolen base-wise, in baseball, middle of the pack in ERA, middle of the pack in homers and batting average. So they're kind of scuffling as of late. But
big crowd tonight, though, I'll bet you, Bob.
It's Mother's Day weekend. Got a giveaway coming up.
A lot of Norm's neighbors will be there wearing their Pirate gear.
Bringing in Pirates fans with you there, Nolan?
I don't think I know any Pirates
fans. Your pasty white legs over there?
I don't think I've ever met a... Enough with the
legs. You live in Pennsylvania. There's got to be Pirates.
More Phillies fans. More Phillies fans. Phillies. Yeah.
Get in. 410-583-1057 is the number. Schedule came out last night. Ravens have primetime games. However you wanted to describe the London game, that's up to you. They do play on Christmas night, 8:15 at San Francisco. Who knows where the 49ers are going to be? Because right now, we don't even know who their quarterback's going to be week one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the fan.
Aerosmith, featured artist Friday. Kind of a double good news day for you there. Not only do you get to listen to them jam, but we're giving away Aerosmith tickets throughout the course of the day.
Nice.
And I'll let you know when it's time to call in. Don't call in now. We'll let you know when it's time to call in for the chance to win said tickets. September 27th, Capital One Arena down in D.C. It is their farewell tour, we guess. Who knows? I mean, people come out of retirement all the time in all walks of life. But like Kiss, when they're coming to CFG Arena at the end of the year, that's their farewell tour because they kind of put a number on it. It's our 50th year together. So why not at 50, shut her down and move on to the next phase of our lives as multimillionaires? But again, The Who in 1982 said we're done. And here we are 40 plus years later, and they're still out there playing music in front of them.
Reminds me of like the agent. This is our final offer. I said, and I'd always go, is this your final or is it the final final? Because there's like three more yet, you know.
NFL schedule came out officially last night. Leaks started happening on Wednesday through yesterday because we already knew pretty much the entire Christmas schedule, except for the Ravens will play the 49ers on Christmas night. If you want to talk about it, four primetime games plus the London game against the Tennessee Titans coming up in week six. We can get into all of that. Ravens' strength of schedule is one of the, I guess, more advantageous ones based on last year's records. But as we all know, last year's last year, you cannot put any certainty into how those teams will perform here in 2023. Orioles take it on the Pirates tonight. Birds, second best record in the American League. I told you, we'll talk to Brian Baker later in the show, Oriole reliever. They held Tampa to six runs in three games. Highest scoring team in baseball. And Tampa took it out on the Yankees last night. We'll get into that and more when we do our American League East report later in the show as well. But let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what is up?
Man, I didn't know y'all was going to get to me so fast. It's happy Friday. Happy Friday. Beautiful day out there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Beautiful day to enjoy. Hey, Vinny, man, hey, listen, I respect your hard stance because it's strictly football when you say the things you say about Lamar. And people get kind of, you know, butthurt in the things that you say, but I respect what you say because you was the guy that was in the trenches. You negotiated these deals. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I mean, people can't understand it because maybe they never ran a business and they never negotiated things themselves. So, they don't understand the cutthroat nature that you have to look at when it comes to sports. So I just want to say that because it's been a lot of passion, you know, amongst airwaves and beyond due to the whole workout thing in the last couple of days.
I was listening to Cordell last, and here's the biggest thing I'm saying is, and we talked about it yesterday, me and Bob, the last time Lamar practiced was what? December what?
22.
Yeah, so like now, 5 months ago, he hasn't practiced. He hasn't been on a football field. You know, so he needs to work.
Yeah, but my thing is, Ray, I don't mind him missing football school, which just kind of came out of nowhere. I do want to see him. When you're out there May 24th, Benny, I want to see, hey, well, Lamar looks good, and he's lost weight, and his arm. Yeah, I want to hear that. I don't want to wait till June to see Lamar Jackson play.
I would have liked, he had his press conference on a Thursday?
Last week.
Yeah, like, all right, you're there Wednesday to sign the deal to get your check. Or, you know, be there. Stay for 3 days and sit down with Monken for 3 days so you start to get a feel for what this offense is all about. Those are the only things. He's just wasting opportunity because I think they're going to have a really good team. I think he's wasting opportunity to learn.
Absolutely. But what I will say is it's definitely not a good look. Jalen, it seems like he's one of one when it comes to leadership and everything. He's literally been in the building since a couple weeks after the Super Bowl. So, you know, he's been at everything. And I get it. It's hard to everybody is different. You know, at times, I just don't appreciate a lot of callers. They're taking personal shots at somebody that they don't even know. And I think a lot of it comes from pocket watching, financial jealousy, and all those things. I just appreciate that this brother is in the position that he's in because it wasn't too long. It was 20 years ago almost to the day that Rush Limbaugh said what he said about Donovan McNabb. I remember being angry about it. It was an attack. I tell this to people all the time. There are a lot of documentaries out there on the black quarterback that a lot of people don't necessarily understand. I know dudes who played that was just as good at the pocket and had to switch positions when they got to college. So I'm not throwing that into the fray. I just want for people just to understand the fact that everybody does things different. And yes, you're in a prime leadership position and you should be there. But don't take personal shots at the guy. And on a lighter note, Bob, hey, remember Jack Daniels. We getting there. That's all I got to say, Playboy.
Yeah, they win 90 games. You get the most expensive bottle of Jack Daniels you can. That doesn't cost more than $40. Let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057. Cliff and White Marsh. Cliff, what's happening?
Hey, great talking with you guys. Before I get into what I want to say, Vinny, I'm with you. This is an opportunity lost if Lamar doesn't show up early for this. I mean, what a form of leadership that would look like.
Amen.
to get in there. And that's what quarterbacks are, your leaders of your team. I'm not going to just totally trash the guy. His performance is going to override anything that he does in the first week of the training camp. But what an opportunity for leadership to just really take off there. Bob, you and I always talked about the horses, and I didn't get a chance. I tried to call in a time or two, and then I was in Dallas. But, boy, I made a big bet on that winner of that Derby. And when they scratched the favorite, man, I doubled that bet. And didn't fool with the exactas or anything, like I said, because I was away.
I had Mage, and I can't even remember the other horse, but I did not hit said exacta.
Yes.
I did hit one horse. Well, one race exacta pretty good. There was a 38-1 horse, and then the super had the 38-1, then a 15-1, then a 10-1. I think like the 10-cent super paid like $15,000. It was great.
Yeah, I played the winner of that race, Nobles.
Oh, look at you.
The number one horse. But then again, Vinny, real quick about post-draft, you and I usually talk about this. I think the Ravens, what they did to augment their offensive line in the next couple of years, mm-hmm. I think it was wonderful. I mean, I think I heard you talk the other day, the guard or tackle from USC.
Voorhees, the guard.
He's not a kid. He's going to, if he's healthy.
He'll be 26. He'll be 26 years old when he's playing for the Ravens.
But I think he's going to be an experienced 26.
Yes.
He, I think he's going to pick it up quick. And real quick, finally, I think I told you as I was watching the highlights of the receivers, because that's my specialty, I thought the kid from Texas Tech, or whoever he was, at San Diego took, when I looked at the tape, Zay Flowers has it all over him. I mean, and if the Ravens were going to draft the receiver where they did, Zay Flowers, he looks like he is really going to be a good player.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing that Todd Monken said about him was, I got to get him in space, take advantage of him, you know? And I love hearing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because it's different philosophy.
Creativity.
You're right. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw, one more. Let's go to, hey, Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right, Rashawn.
All right, quick thing about the schedule. I don't like the fact they only gave us, what, 4 primetime games. And they gave the Steelers the same amount of primetime games, and they missed the playoffs last year.
Yeah, didn't Green Bay get, like, 5?
Yeah, they got 5 with a backup quarterback, like Jordan Love. Like, that's insane. And also with the Cowboys, you know, they got them 6 primetime games, which is more than I thought. I thought they were going to get,
They always get 4 or 5.
Yeah, but I think the NFL trying to be funny. You know, they're doing this on purpose. They figure they put the Cowboys on primetime, and there's a better chance of them, you know, making a fool of themselves, and the whole world can laugh at us on primetime, and people start, you know, making jokes and memes and stuff. But, you know, I don't think it's going to happen this year. I think, you know, it might be that year. I say this every year, but I feel like that got a lot to prove, you know, with the weapons they got and everything. And let the haters hate. You feel me?
Who you rooting for week 2? Jets at Dallas.
Jets at Dallas. Man, you know, man, I'm not like.
Let's throw some fuel on the fire, shall we?
Yeah, man. Like, I want to put some money up because, like, listen, Q, I know you listening, man. Put your money where your mouth is. You know, like, I got $300 on my Cowboys.
He's talking some strong money. Gambling is legal, everybody. It's not for entertainment purposes. Hey, Rashawn, appreciate it. Have a great weekend, man.
Thanks, Rashawn.
All right.
Vinny and Annie, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. We'll talk about the schedule with him coming up 11 o'clock. Whip around. A lot going on. World of sports. NBA playoffs. One team's going fishing. Another's going to a game 7. Stanley Cup playoffs. One team's going fishing. Another one's going to a game 6. And this day in Orioles history, some pretty significant things took place, even one that Nolan McGraw is going to remember. And Nolan, we got some good news for the people here as well.
That's right. First of the day, we have 4 pairs of tickets to see Aerosmith. We're giving them away. The first pair right now, it's their farewell tour, the Peace Out farewell tour, a Live Nation show, September 27th, Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But if you're caller number 7, caller number 7 right now, 410-583-1057, you could win our first pair.
Get your wings, caller number 7. Aerosmith tickets coming your way. Your phone call's coming up next. Jonas Schaefer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
O'clock.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Oh, is this my big 10-inch? Aerosmith. Yeah. Nolan, you're a big Aerosmith fan, aren't you? You look
moderate.
Just like Steven Tyler.
Oh, thank you.
Not really.
Because of the lips, right?
That pasty white skin.
The hair. And then, it's the hair.
Skinny legs you got going on over there. But Aerosmith tickets, I saw, because we could see the phone bank light up from the studio here. Full disclosure, I don't answer the phones. Nolan does. Actually, I don't even. Can I? I couldn't answer them if I wanted to, could I?
You probably could.
I won't,
I think
though.
It would work.
No, yeah. No, I'll never do it. Nope. It'll never happen. Right. But I saw that it was a full bank of calls, people trying to get these tickets.
Within a second. So you got to be quick. We'll change up the number throughout the day. Yeah. Not the call number, but the caller number.
Make it like 50.
Well,
I think
then
like
I'm going to have to do math.
Like 150.
I'm going to have to hang up on people.
Well, then Annika could jump into the fray here.
Could.
Yeah. She's good at math.
Right.
I mean, we all know our gazintas.
That's right. Well, shout out to Stan. He was our first winner.
Congratulations to you, Stan. You're going out to see Aerosmith September 27th down at Capital One Arena. Jonas Schaefer talking Ravens with him coming up at 11 o'clock. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Some portal bad news for Kevin Willard. We'll talk about that with Keith. 11:30. Brian Baker, Oriole reliever, joining us at 12:30. Orioles taking on the Pirates tonight. Start of a three-game set. Orioles' second-best record in the American League. Taking 2 out of 3. From the Tampa Bay Rays. Is that good enough for you, everybody? Let's get out to the phones. However, let's go to Randallstown. It's Rodney. Rodney, what's going on this Friday?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, man, I want to just talk about Lamar being there and not being there, man. Mm-hmm. I guess for me, it's not a big thing, man. I mean, if he's there, he's there. You know, I know people always talk about, you know, he needs to get rapport and everything like that with the offense, but who's going to get rapport with the dudes? The guys aren't even there. You know,
let me just say this real quick. If he's there, then I think everybody, he's like the Pied Piper, because nobody else has an excuse if Lamar's there.
That's speculation. Okay.
Well, look, all of
my second point.
Oh, go ahead.
The rookies. Let me get it in. You know what I mean? This is especially for you. This for you, Bob. You're the voice of reason, man.
A reasonable guy.
the rookies aren't there, so who is he going to lead? The dudes that are there, the veterans, they know who this man is. You know, who's he going to lead? And this is my last point, Bob.
Yes.
Now, would you rather have Lamar Jackson there at, what they call it?
OTAs. School? Quarterback school.
Or whatever, quarterback school.
Football school,
out there,
right?
Out there doing a little bit of light workout of things of this nature, and he tweaks that knee doing anything, a freak accident, he get hurt. Or would you rather have him home or wherever? I'm not saying that he's doing this, trying to study his playbook verbally, you know, verbally.
That ain't happening.
Language and things of that nature. That's what you say, Vinny. I don't know. You don't know that. You see what I'm saying? See, you're saying it ain't happening to solidify your point. I'm throwing a hypothetical out there. That's why I asked Bob. Would he rather have Lamar in there on a meaningless thing and tweak his knee or something, or leg, whatever's injured, or him home into the playbook? That's all I asked. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
All right, Rodney, thank you. And I've made it clear, I don't see the big deal personally with him not being at football school. Which, by the way, we didn't even know it existed until Tuesday afternoon around 1:30. However, I want him there, and not that Lamar gives a crap what I think.
22nd,
he should be there at least one of those 3 weeks. Because he's definitely going to be at mandatory camp because he's signed, and there's no reason for him to not be there. But during one portion of the OTAs, he's got to be there because up until last year, he was always at OTAs. Right?
Yes.
And I can understand not being there last year because it was contract stuff.
Right.
But this year, that's not an excuse, reason, whatever you want to call it, to not be there.
All right.
I'd like to see him at OTAs. I'll just say that.
Well, like, if you just look around the league, pretty much every quarterback is in. You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is in. Deshaun Watson's been in from day one.
Allen was in for some early stuff because he's already spoken to the media.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, just maybe it's because I've been in an organization and I've liked to have the players there. It's like, let me just say, defensive players, I don't care if Roquan doesn't come until the 22nd or a week, even a week after that. I don't, because he's been in the system and he's played. He's been healthy. I think anybody in their first or second year, and the rookies will be there when they're allowed to be there according to the rules because of school. First, second year, and anybody that was injured last year needs to be there, you know, and that's that. And that's, I totally believe, and especially learning a new system. And Lamar hadn't been around since December 20th, you know, so he needs to be there. And if Lamar's there, Bateman's there, you know. And where the hell's Aguilar? What the hell is he thinking? You know, why isn't he there?
Let's get
you
back.
Know, it's not like you're, you know, a superstar.
Let's get back to the phone. Sportet 583-1057 is the number. We've got Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner joining us next. William, Northeast Baltimore. William, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, wonderful. William.
Yes, I just want to make one quick comment on what I like about Todd Monken. A couple of days ago, I picked up the Sun paper, and I hit first page of the Sun paper on the sports section. It was a picture of Monken and Tylan Wallace. Mm-hmm. I like that because Monken is sending a message that he's going to use everybody, and he's making these third, fourth, and fifth receivers feel good, and that's what I like about it. So I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys comment.
Hey, William, where's the praise for Brandon Hyde winning two games against Tampa here?
Well, I'm eating a little crow with that.
All right, William, have a great weekend, my man.
Okay.
Hey, William, I'll just say this. I was really impressed with Monken, you know, at practice watching him. Because I think that he was in total control. And it might be just because it's his offense, and he knows everything, you know, what he wants, exactly what he wants. I mean, he was telling receivers, hey, you're on the line. You get off the line. You know, and he was very vocal. And if you go out to practice, you know, during training camp, you will definitely hear Todd Monken screaming. He does say F-word every now and then.
No way.
Oh, yeah. That slips every now and then. But I love the way he's totally in charge. He reminded me watching – you know, when I was in San Fran with Mike Shanahan, Mike was in total control of the offense, every piece of it. Norv Turner was the exact same way. So I was really impressed with Todd, you know, from the first time I saw him.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Jonas Schaefer joining us next from the Baltimore Banner. Whip around 11:15. A lot going on in the world of sports last night. And historically for the Orioles, it is May the 12th. And Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. He'll be joining us bottom of the hour. Some attrition, his word, from Kevin Willard's basketball program yesterday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.